This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is time for Tyler Black to hit the major leagues with the Milwaukee Brewers. Prospect profile time. Scotty Braun, J.J. Cooper, and Ben Badler. Ben, you focus on this Brewers team, and part of the reason why they've been able to stay competitive while shedding some of their star players is because of what they're doing at the minor league level. For a while, they had one of the lower-ranked farm systems. Now that is very much not the case. They have shot up, and Tyler Black is one of those reasons. So what can we expect from him in the show?
Yeah, it's been one of the best farm systems of baseball right now. Tyler Black is maybe the best pure hitter in that farm system. Just a very advanced, mature approach ever since they drafted him a few years back out of college. Really controls the strike zone well, makes great swing decisions, really short swing, makes a lot of contact. Some occasional power from him. Like, I don't expect him to go out and be a 30 home run type guy, but somebody who can hit, I think, 15 to 20 home runs. And is, you know, for somebody who, you know, he's got that, he's about 5'10 with a very strong, compact body type. He doesn't look like somebody who'd be a big runner, but he is a plus runner. He is a good athlete. He steals bases too. So, you know, he's moved around the field, not because he's some, you know, very versatile defender. It's more just they're trying to find him a position or find a spot for him in the lineup. So, you know, it's not maybe prototypical first base power, but I think this is a guy who's going to be able to get on base at a high clip and deliver, you know, some power and be able to steal some bags too.
That's the thing that kind of interests me about it. As you said, he's 5'10". You don't see a whole lot of 5'10" first basemen. Black has played center field in the past. He's played second base. He's played third base. Ben, is he a first baseman? Is that his best position, or is that more of he's playing first base? Is that his only position, or is it, hey, this is where the Brewers figured that he could make an impact most quickly, you know, move to the big leagues faster as, you know, get this bat in the lineup as a first baseman, as opposed to continue to work with him at other positions?
Yeah, I think maybe if he were on another in another organization, he'd probably still be either at third base or in the outfield, just with the Brewers infield lineup, the way it's set up. They don't really have an opening for him there. It's much more of a need for them at first base. So they've been working him out more at first, or having him play more first base this season. So I think it's just really more context, the dependency of the context of the Brewers roster construction right now. So I think he has the ability to play other positions. Again, he's really more of an offensive minded player. He's not great at any other position. I think ideally, I think he runs well. I'd like to see him in the outfield, but again, like, you know, the Brewers have some pretty good outfielders right now, and first base is more of a need, or you know, first base DH more of an opportunity for him to come in and get some at bat. So I think it's really more about that than anything else.
JJ, I think about, I could be off here, but Ty France crushed it in the minors. I think he originally was or wanted to play third. High batting average guy. I know the last couple of years haven't been as shiny as the previous, you know, three or four, but, you know, made an all-star game. Obviously, yeah, the plus speed. Ty France plus speed. But in terms of a profile of a player, yeah, 5'11". I don't know, throwing that out there. Any thoughts?
No, I kind of see that. And I do think, like Ben said, looking at the long-term going forward, first base may be his best position long-term for them as well, because you look at that outfield, and he hasn't played a ton of outfield, but when he has, like, it's he's not going to move aside of Churio. He's not going to move, you know, they've got a number of guys that are not going to move aside Christian Yelich, guys like that. So you've got an outfield that's pretty full, and that's even before Garrett Mitchell comes back off the IL, things like that. And then you look at, I feel like the Brewers have really emphasized defense. You know, having adding a Joey Ortiz to a Bryce Terang with Willy Adames, that's a really good infield defense. So it's hard, as good as Black's bat is, it's hard for me to imagine him kind of pushing one of those guys aside, because the glove's not as good as those guys, and they get such good defense with, again, some solid bats there as well. First base may be the position where maybe he does find a way to kind of carve out a spot here. And Ben, the other thing, we're working on our top 30 prospect. We're updating this list. You were talking about this earlier today. You kind of want, if you're Tyler Black, you want to stake a claim now, because this is a farm system that's really good, that's really deep, and has a lot of guys coming as well, kind of pushing up from below, to where if you don't stake a claim now, there might be someone coming up behind you to try to steal that position down the road, isn't it?
If you've heard us talk about HelloFresh before, I wouldn't be surprised if you wonder, okay, is this really as good as they make it sound? And I tell you, listener, it is. And I say that because I am a HelloFresh success story. I say that because I'm not the chef. I'm not the cook in our house. But with HelloFresh, I've become one who can actually be part of the food prep, cooking dinner rotation. Generally, it's breakfast for dinner or something on the grill if dad's expected to cook. Because that's just not who... I don't have those skills. HelloFresh gave me those skills. Why? Because they're quick and easy meals with the instructions that both have written and pictures have allowed me to take the ingredients, do exactly what they tell me to do, and at the end of the day, produce a meal that my family said, wow, that's pretty good. And for them to say that's pretty good when I'm making dinner, that is a miracle. HelloFresh does that for you. It does it for me. And it also gives you the flexibility. You can pick out on their app what food you want to eat. It takes a couple of minutes. They'll deliver it to you. And not only that, but they'll do it in portions that also help me, because I have a tendency to eat as much as on my plate. They give you just the right amount of food, whether it's for two, whether it's for four, they proportion it out for you. So if you want to check out HelloFresh like I have, go to HelloFresh.com/BaseballAmerica14. That's BaseballAmerica with the numbers 14. Use that code for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/BaseballAmerica14. You can get America's number one meal kit with HelloFresh.
Yeah, I mean, they have Mike Bovee right now, who was their, I think he was their second round pick this past year, who's been lighting it up so far, both in high A and double A. I think has a lot of similarities to Tyler Black as a hitter. Good, you know, good strike zone discipline, more walks and strikeouts, extremely high contact rate, one of the more difficult hitters in the minor leagues right now to get some swing and miss from. So, you know, I think maybe there's a chance Black can go to third base, depending on, you know, long term, depending, you know, what happens with Willy Adames. Joey Ortiz can certainly, I think, play shortstop. So long term, we'll see. But yeah, you're right. It may be, maybe he does go to first base and maybe ends up delivering more power than expected too, right? Like we've seen plenty of examples of guys who control the strike zone, just have a knack for putting the barrel to the ball and end up exceeding power expectations that way, you know, that people had for them in the minor leagues in terms of the types of power they produce in the major league. So maybe he ends up being one of those guys, but I think it's certainly more of an offensive profile tilted toward his ability to get on base than it is for his, you know, his ability to slug.
And Ben, another nice job by the Brewers of, you know, getting a draft pick to the show over a few years. So I know you've written about some pitchers that are on the rise that they've found deeper in drafts, but this is, you know, number 33 overall back in 2021 out of Wright State. I mean, it's not just Milwaukee dealing with the, you know, money issues, right? They can't compete with some of the teams that have lasting power. Like obviously an easy example, the Dodgers have been able to maintain dominance in the division, partially because they're able to pay their guys and because they've done a great job of drafting and developing. Milwaukee doesn't have that luxury. So when you're good every year, you're picking towards the back end, right? You need to nail those picks and make sure that they keep making it up to the show. And they seem to be figuring that part out as well.
Yeah, I think they're just a very well-rounded organization in terms of scouting and player development. I mean, you talked about all the successes they've had, you know, in recent drafts. I think their 2023 draft looks fantastic so far. Obviously still a ways to go, but, and then international scouting too. I think they've done a terrific job in recent years, especially in Venezuela. Jackson Churio, obviously the crown jewel of those efforts. Jefferson Quiro, I mean, he's hurt for this and out for the season, unfortunately, but one of the top catching prospects in baseball, another Venezuelan catcher, or a Venezuelan signing for them. Luis Lara, an outfielder out of Venezuela. So they've done a really good job scouting both domestically and internationally. And then they're, you know, they're squeezing a lot out of, especially these pitchers, you know, talking about guys like Bishop Letson or Brett Witrowski from the most recent draft, guys who've been, you know, two of the bigger up arrow pitchers, certainly from last year's draft. And in Witrowski's case, just in the minor leagues overall. So I think they just do a really good job or have done a really good job on all fronts, both scouting and player development recently.
Tyler Black, the latest to get called up, go check him out. And also, if you're a fantasy baseball player, you might want to check him out as well. As we're talking about his on-base batting average, pop, speed, that sounds like a pretty good fantasy player. If you don't have to worry too much about the defense, as long as the bat is there, they'll find a spot for him. So Tyler Black's in the show. That's it for this prospect profile. And make sure you catch Hot Sheet live every single Tuesday, 3 o'clock Eastern, right here on the Baseball America YouTube channel. Or if you're listening to this mini pod, then hit up the podcast page after the show, and we'll see you on there.